Elena Mosley, this is continuation part three. So Ilambe Badila, who recently passed away, was a father, husband, and artist. And I bring him up because something unique happened for Hudson. In his passing, there was a funeral procession. I'm probably never has Hudson had that, but it's a tradition that goes on, and the Badilla family met at the 7th Street Park in Hudson on Saturday at 6:30 and asked people who wanted to participate to wear bright, beautiful colors, and they proceeded down Warren Street at 7 o'clock to the waterfront. And the waterfront was significant because Ilambe loved the sunsets, and they would go down there. And, you know, when he couldn't really make it all the way down there, they would ride down in the car. But they used to walk all over. And he really appreciated the sunsets. And the procession ended there. But the procession was, you know, the casket on a flatbed with all of the sons around him drumming, going down the street, and people walking. And, of course, you know, she had to get the permit and all of that stuff, the gathering permit to do this. But it was just, for me, it was an example of how our community is changing, and yet how our community is bracing our similarities and our differences. You know, similar, well, it was a funeral procession, in place of like where you would have a wake, and they were down by the, you know, the water, etc. It was a display that probably hasn't happened. It was a coffin that was painted and decorated. It was absolutely beautiful. All around the coffin were scenes of paintings that you knew by looking at it that it was Ilambe. I mean, there was just scenes in there, and it's probably like, you know, at least 8 or 9 of his paintings in my house. And wow, I have that, and I have this, and they just decorated. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was a piece of art as well. So to have that happen in Hudson, going down the street, I just think was you know, definitely phenomenal, and an embracing of community. Because if you didn't know, or you didn't whatever, and you just happened to be out or on Warren Street or in a shop or, you know, walking around, you were there because it passed you by and you saw it, and it opened the eyes of many people. And then you saw all the people who came out, about 200 people, to pay respects and walk in this procession. And that said a lot about our community and the diversity of the people that were walking in the procession and who came out. I was fortunate to be back in town to attend the funeral on Monday, and at the cemetery, the burial. And it was a pretty similar showing in reference to community and people coming out and, you know, and doing things. But it was, and again, it was different because there was songs, there was chanting, there was a lot of different things, very, very different, you know, at the Hudson Cemetery. But I end with that example because it's definitely, I see a sign of our future and things to come, because we have many emerging ethnicities here in Hudson, very different from 25 years ago or 32 years ago when I came around. And I think the town is moving forward. And that's what I see positive. What I would like to see happen is for the African American community, I would like to see a step up in participation, because like all organizations around, everybody is suffering from a decline in attendance. The organizations that serve and do, people are suffering from a decline in people who want to come out and get their hands dirty and make things happen. It's just the way it is. Boards are suffering. They need more people. So that's what's happening in general. So when you look at the piece, and I look at the African-American community and what's happening, well, it's diminishing there. It's even worse. this is not a huge city, so the minority population, and specifically the African-American community, was not that big to begin with, to start with. And so to have less people participating in general is very hard. And like most communities, we need younger people to step up and to become involved. And getting people to step up is hard. People with families, like when I had young families, and I tell people, I didn't do all this stuff when I had my kids when they were younger. I took care of my kids. We did this, we did that. I only started to expand as they needed to expand. And then I could get involved. But, you know, my daughter did every